Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
One of the most underrated of the rock and roll era, the one, the only, the great Johnny Rivers. And Johnny Rivers' autograph, actually a picture of Johnny and I together, autographed by Johnny, adorns the radio station here, our studio at AM 1380 WLRM here in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm James Edwards. Welcome back to a very fun, very festive show this Saturday evening, October 27th. We're going out to the affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. It is our annual birthday / anniversary show, a celebration of the show itself. 8 years ago, last night, I took mic in hand for the first time ever as your host, and here I am 8 years later, a little worse for the wear, but still with you nevertheless, and happy to be here. A lot has happened. A lot of good's been done. Too much that we couldn't even begin to put it all in if we tried, even in a three-hour show such as this. But it's great to be here with you. Halloween, our last show before Halloween, great time of year. And we are playing a lot of Halloween music at the opening of each segment, but tonight the main dish is the show itself. If you're having a good time, let me know about it. We're going to be giving away some gifts before the end of the night, 2 hours still remaining. James Edwards at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Let us know what your favorite political cesspool memory is. What would you like to share with us here on our anniversary show? 8 years in this business. We have lasted, not only survived, but thrived against all sorts of adversity, thanks to you. What's your favorite cesspool memory, folks? What would you like to say to us tonight on our 8th year of broadcasting? James Edwards at thepoliticalcesspool.org. You know, I got my start working for Pat Buchanan. That's no secret. Everybody knows that. Back in the fall of 1999 and into 2000, had some great memories on that campaign trail. After that ended, a couple of years later, I resuscitated those burning embers in a manifestation of my own campaign. I ran for state representative here in Memphis. I challenged the Speaker of the House. I ran as an independent. He was the Republican incumbent Speaker of the House. We made a lot of news during that campaign. We got more votes than any independent ever that had run for state representative. More percentage of the votes than any independent that had ever won, that had ever run. I thought we were going to win, so naturally I was ejected to lose, even though it was a history-making campaign. So after that, I learned to fly. I got my pilot's license. Then in the summer of 2004, I remember exactly where I was. I was sitting underneath a portico at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. The phone rang. I answered it. The man on the other line was Austin Farley, a man that I met during my campaign for 2004. He said, "How about you start a radio show with me?" I'll never forget that call. I still remember it to this day. Where I was waiting on my car to be pulled around. And so in the summer of 2004, we began to conceptualize what kind of show it would be. I remember a week or so before the show ever took to the airwaves, he called me. It was Austin, my co-founder, co-creator. He wasn't able to stick with the show, but he got it started with me and lasted about a year. And he said, what do we want to name the show? And we were batting around ideas and one idea after another. And it, no. And then it was night. I was pacing the driveway underneath the basketball goal at my parents' house in October of 2004. And he said, "Well, what about this? What about the political cesspool?" And there was a pause. And I remember there being a pause there for a moment. And I just replied and I said, "That's it." And our first show was October 26, 2004. I remember being so nervous. Now, 8 years later, you know, I don't even prepare for shows. I don't prepare for guests. I don't prepare for anything. I guess after 1,000 shows, you kind of get the hang of it. But that first show, I remember being petrified, you know, waiting to go on air, first time on the radio. And I remember the first caller we got. You know, all we talked about that first show was what kind of show it was, that we didn't really believe that there was a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. And the first caller we got, we didn't talk about anything racially charged at all, but it was a black woman. She said, you know what, you guys are a couple of racists. So I guess the die was set at that point. We hadn't talked about anything racial at all. First caller ever, black woman, calling us racist that very night, October 26, 2004. But we knew we didn't want this show to be another Sean Hannity type show. Every major market has their Sean Hannity clone that just talks Republican talking points. We knew we wanted to be a little more harder hitting than that, and we were, obviously. I remember that first show that my grandmother was in the hospital. She was fighting heart disease and cancer. I remember going to see her at the hospital. She lived with us. She lived with us for the last several years of her life. I was closer to her than even my own parents. I have a great relationship with my parents and always did. And she was at the hospital. I remember going to her hospital room after the show that first night in October 26, 04. And she said she listened to me on the show and she was proud. And she passed away a couple of days after that first show, but I knew she had listened to it. And so this time of year is always bittersweet for me. It's sweet because it's the anniversary of something great, something that's been my claim to fame and something that I think we've done a lot of good with. Bitter because it marks the passing of my grandmother. When she passed away, which was a couple of days after our first show, she left me a $20,000 inheritance, which is a lot of money to me. And I either lost or invested all of that into the show to keep it going those early years. We had no funding, no backers whatsoever. But I invested it all to keep us on the air. We were paying $500 a week for airtime at that time. And I put it all into the show. And thankfully, we lasted to the point where listener support caught in. And obviously, our overhead isn't nearly as much now either. I could never do it now with a family and a wife and a kid and a house note and all those other things that come with being a grown man. But at that time, I had the money and I invested into the show to keep it on. And I've never recouped that, nor do I expect to. But all that plays a role in how we got started. And my grandmother was a big part of it. But the show caught on locally. We knew we had a hit on our hands. We had a kickoff party, and we're going to be talking about that in just a few moments. But, man, what a great year. What a great 8 years it's been. I remember, we'll be talking about a lot of this over the course of the remaining 2 hours when we talk with some of the other cast members of the show. Got a very special guest coming up after this first commercial break here. We're going to bring him on as we're still talking about the early years of the show. The days when the show first got started. But let me hear from you folks, your favorite memory. James Edwards at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Stay tuned. More to come right after this. It's the Political Cesspool Anniversary Show.
There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Sam the Sham, another Memphian, and we talked about him earlier in the show. Welcome back, everybody. The Political Cesspool's special anniversary program, 8 years ago on the air. Now, it's been since last night, October 26, 2004. First time we took mic in hands and brought you the debut broadcast of TPC. Also, we're doing some special Halloween stuff with Halloween right around the corner. And joining us now, a special guest, Sonny Landham. You know him from Predator and 48 Hours and from multiple appearances on this broadcast, and there's a reason we've brought Sonny back to the show tonight. Sonny, are you with us, my friend?
Well, hello there, James. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, buddy, and it's a happy anniversary for you, too, as it turns out, because, folks, a little-known fact about the political cesspool is that the first guest ever interviewed on this broadcast was the one, the only, the man with us now, Sonny Landham, so we've come absolutely full circle, and I can remember when we were starting to line up guests in the summer and fall of 04, some of the people that we had in mind, and Sonny got back to us, and we were really excited about that, so Sonny was there on that debut broadcast. And then, of course, Sonny, after we found out that we were catching on locally, we decided to have a kickoff party a little bit after our first show. It was in December of 04. The people were with us. We certainly didn't have commercial sponsors. We didn't have financial backing, but we had a lot of listeners. And you came down to Memphis in December of 04 for our official kickoff party, even though it was about a month and a half after our first show. Do you remember that trip?
Yes, I do, Jim, and I know why you had me on tonight.
Tell me why.
Because you wanted to announce to me that you were sending me an autographed copy of Racism and Skepticism.
Sonny, you are a sage of sage, prognosticators of prognosticators. You are exactly right. That's exactly why we wanted to have you on tonight.
Yeah, I know, because, I mean, you wanted to tell me, or you wanted to tell me it was in the mail.
Well, no, yeah, well, it's packaged. It hasn't been sent yet, but it will be in the mail. Well, I tell you, and I owe it to you. I owe it to you in part because you taught me a little bit about being a celebrity. You know, we're talking about behind-the-scenes moments. You know, it's a special show. It's an anniversary show. You came down here for that kickoff party at the barbecue restaurant, and I remember we put you up at the Peabody, which is one of the finest hotels in the South. And maybe even the world. It's a world-renowned hotel. And we put you up there, and I remember, I can't remember what time. I've got pictures here of me and you here in the studio, pictures from that night in December of 04, the kickoff party. And I can't remember what time it started, but whatever time it was, I remember being in your hotel room with Austin, and we were saying, Sonny, you know, this thing's starting in like 15 minutes. And he said, you know, I know it's about to start, but sit down. We're going to be 45 minutes late. And I said, we can't do that. It's starting in 15 minutes. He said, guys, you want to be big time? You act big time. And it worked. We got there 45 minutes late, and there were some warm-up acts keeping the crowd at bay, and they ate it up. And I remember that to this day. I remember walking the streets of Memphis with you and people coming up and asking for pictures and your autograph. They recognized you from Predator. You know, 20 years later, it was just an experience, and it was one of the first experiences we had, but I don't know if I'll ever consider myself a celebrity, but you gave us a lesson in celebrity.
You are a celebrity. What I want to know, did you send Morris Deeds a copy to write a critical report on?
Well, you know, he deserves one, too. You know, you're talking about the people that have made this show. Certainly, you've had influence. But Morris Deeds has probably done more to keep us going with all of the publicity he's given us than any of our friends. And, you know, you and I, that's another thing we share. We are both on the Hate Watch list together as a result of our involvement with this show. And I guess we're all the better for it.
Yeah, you ought to send it to Morris. To Morris, my dear friend, who made me a top national broadcaster.
He had a role in it, and I'm going to talk about that later on in the show. But there's just no separating the political cesspool from the SPLC and the ADL and the role that they played in the mythology of this program. I guess, I mean, they really did more to get us coverage. We couldn't buy coverage. You know, we didn't have the money.
That and CNN.
Well, CNN, well, and don't, yeah, believe me, we'll talk about that too. But, yeah, and I'll never forget that. And I'm going to share some behind-the-scenes stories about that. But I still got some, you know, I know we only have you for one segment tonight, Sonny. And before time runs out, you know, obviously the kickoff party was integral. And it really showed, you know, I don't know if you remember that as well as I do. We probably remember it a little more vividly.
Yeah, I remember when everyone was getting up and talking about how they had their legal carry permits.
Well, it was a wall-to-wall crowd. I mean, not only, you know, I got there, and we got there 45 minutes late. And I'm OCD, so I always like to get to a place an hour early. But we got there 45 minutes late, and I had no idea, because this was our kickoff party. We'd never done this before. Had no idea what kind of crowd we would have. Not only was every seat full, every table full of this restaurant, they were lining the walls, and I knew we were onto something. And, of course, since then, Sonny, you've been back on the show many times. We taped several shows with you that week, and you came back, and we went down to the casino. I think about a year later, you were back to do some publicity work for us, and we went down to the casino, and they were sold out. And do you remember what happened then? You know, we said we were going to put you up there that night, and they said they were sold out. And you said, no, you're not. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. For an answer.
Well, you said, no, you're not. And they looked at you, and the maitre d' of the restaurant once again recognized you from your many movies. And he called up, and I'd never seen this before, ladies and gentlemen, in my life. Again, I was only about a year into the radio show at this time, so I'd never had a taste of this. And they said they were sold out. And this is the nicest casino at the Tunica Resort, the Gold Strike Casino. They said they were sold out. They couldn't put Sonny up. The guy recognized Sonny. The manager of the casino puts him up in this palatial suite, you know, comped. And I remember going up to Sonny's room and just jaw dropping. Anyway, Sonny, my friend, and I know you were back on with us for your most recent interview a couple of weeks ago, and it was a great one. Thanks for the behind-the-scenes contributions you've given to this show, for helping us get started there at the barbecue restaurant, and for all the memories we've made together. I hope the next 8 years to come are just as fascinating.
Jim, I want to thank you for having me, and I want to thank you for doing this program. It's a program that needs to be out there, and I want to congratulate you on your book. And by the way, did you get the map I sent you?
I did, and it's in my email, and I was a little bit, I was still on my pain meds when I opened it, but I'm going to study it, and I look forward to it, and I appreciate you sending it to me. You know, I'm still fresh out of the hospital. I didn't do the show from the hospital like you did that one time, and that's already been brought up tonight, but I should have. I'm not quite the man you are, Sonny.
How are you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm back. I'm not 100%, but I'm on the radio, and I'm feeling good, and I'm having a good time tonight, and I appreciate you sharing a little bit of it with me this evening.
You take care of yourself and don't overdo. Give my love to the family, Dana and all, and your mother and father, and tell them that I am in awe of the son that they raised.
Sonny, thank you so much, my friend. God bless you for saying that. It really means the world, and it has made my night. Folks, SonnyLandham.com is the website you're looking for. SonnyLandham.com. Sonny, God bless you, buddy. We're going to commercial. Thanks for being on tonight and sharing a few minutes with us on our anniversary.
I love you. My love to the family.
You got it, buddy. Yours too.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. to get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool. What a great time tonight. You just heard from Sonny Landham, the first ever guest of the Political Cesspool, and the man who keynoted our kickoff party in 2004. We're playing Halloween music tonight as well at the beginning of each segment. Bill Roland, who is with me now, said he didn't care what song we played just as long as it was from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And so, isn't that right, Bill?
Oh, yes, exactly. That's just the kind of music from a movie and a play that we want to associate with our program, I'm sure. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, hey, I said, Bill, I'll do it, but I'm not going to play Sweet Transvestite.
I understand the tongue-in-cheek. It's okay. Play the joke on me. It's all right.
Nevertheless, it's a fun night. It's an anniversary night. It's a Halloween night. We're doing a hybrid show. It's Halloween. It's our anniversary. And believe me, all seriousness, Bill Roland's contributions to this show, not just as co-host, which you've come to know him, but in the early years, cannot be overstated. You've heard from Art Frith already tonight, Sonny Landham, Sam Bushman, now Bill Roland, who is a regular co-host. But before he was a co-host, his impact on this show was profound. In fact, I believe I met Bill, perhaps for the first time, at that kickoff party at the Pig and Whistle Barbecue Restaurant back in December of 2004. And he started out as a regular guest on the show, just as in his capacity as a board member for the council. But Bill has certainly since then, obviously, become a regular co-host, and always fills in for me when I have to be out as the lead host. But two things Bill has done that, again, to use the word, cannot be overstated. Bill, when we first got our big shot of publicity in the spring of 2006. The Southern Poverty Law Center had put us on the hate watch list, and it was the front page story in Memphis above the fold of the Commercial Appeal. A local radio show makes hate watch list. The local news and television affiliates were calling my cell phone wanting an interview, and I went to you for counsel, and I always do. Anytime a big story comes up, anytime I need guidance, Bill Roland's the man I call. I'm not blowing smoke at him. This is the truth. Obviously, as you see so many times, the knee-jerk reaction is to call the press back and say, oh, no, we're not racist here. Believe me, I got all these black friends. Just trust me, I got a lot of black friends. And at the time, you know, you don't know what it's like until you're put through it. And I remember it being a white-knuckle experience. And I said, Bill, you know, I just need to call these people and just tell them what they want to hear to get off my back. And Bill, you said, if you do that, the show's over. And here's what you need to say. And what you told me to say is what I said, and it was the right thing to do. And I mocked it, and I took it in stride. And that was a fork in the road for the show. And if we'd have taken the wrong route, this show would have been done about a year and a half, 2 years into its run. Now here we are 8 years later. Do you remember that?
I do. And that was counsel that had come to me from different people who had long suffered the same sort of abuse and smears and outright lies that had come from the left. And what you learn from that is that these people on the left, these liberals, they're just loudmouth cowards. And once you expose the fact that they're really toothless, then they'll back away from you. It's like a toothless dog who has a loud bark and fierce eyes, but you get close enough to him and you stare him down, he's going to back away. And that's what we've tried to, I think, express on this show, is that there is no future for cowards and compromisers, that they all become part of the same group. They all get lumped in. And we have said over and over to people who have, who supposedly conservatives, who have also denounced us, have said, oh, you think it's us now? It's your turn next. And we've been proven right in every case. If you think you can escape the aggressive hatred of the left, you're deluding yourself. They simply move it up a notch every time until they find a new enemy. You know, it started with us, and now as far as the Southern Poverty Law Center goes, it's the Family Research Council. You know, these Christian people who did everything to keep a spotless reputation, and yet they fall under the witchcraft and the hexes of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Well,
what's more is now our credibility stands, but the Southern Poverty and Law Center is in a slide, a gradual slide into disrepute. And I think we're going to see the day when they start getting sued and they start getting hammered, and then we'll be sort of standing on top of the hill watching them getting kicked around. And let's see how they react, okay? So, by the way, after that buildup, I feel like I'm going to be wearing a tiara. But
no, Bill, it's the truth. Folks, you'll never know. You know, all the credit this show gets, and perhaps I get as you know, one of the creators of this show and its founding host, a lot of it should really be redirected to Bill, and it's not just for that. I mean, Bill gave me sound advice. I was going to take the typical knee-jerk apologetic route. I will be honest with you. I was, you know, it was my first time at this. I was 25 years old. I didn't know better. And I wasn't just repeating what Bill told me to say. Bill had enough sound mind to give me good advice. And once I heard what he was saying, I realized how good of advice it was, and I took it because it was good advice, not just because it was Bill Rowland saying it, but because it was good advice, and that was a moment of truth. We were tempered in fire, and one of the things I still remember from that story on the television affiliates and in the newspaper was that they quoted me directly saying I was elated, ecstatic, I believe was the word, to be named to the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate watch list. You haven't arrived in the conservative movement until you've been named there, and that's, 6 years after that, here we are, still one of their favorite whipping boys, but we have certainly made our name for ourselves. You know, you look back now on our portfolio of work from 2004 to 2012, it's jaw-dropping, it's staggering. But another thing, they were coming after the Confederate parks. And I said, Bill, you know, the SCV, the Sons of Confederate Veterans isn't going to do anything about this. Do you think we can do something about this? And you'll remember in 2005, this was actually even in advance of the SPLC story and all the news coverage that we just mentioned. This was 2005. We really weren't tested as a radio program at that time. We'd been on the air about a year. We had a successful kickoff. We knew we had a lot of listeners, but we didn't know really if we had the muscle to move the needle on an issue. And the Vandals and Visigoths of multiculturalism came in. They wanted to eradicate the three Confederate parks in Memphis, including Nathan Bedford Forrest Park, which, of course, is where the general is buried. And no one would stood against it. We stood against it. We got, because of the political cesspool, the pro-Confederate side got equal coverage in the news. And Bill guided that whole thing. He said, you don't do a demonstration. You do a vigil. Bill, you shepherded the entire counter-resistance and countermeasures to our side of the issue, and the political cesspool really became very famous here in town as a result of the stands we took in defense of the Confederate parks. And because of us and because of your leadership on that issue, the Confederate parks remain here, and I know you'll remember that as well.
I do, and actually it was one of the most exciting times of my life because I did have experience with that kind of thing. I developed experience through the Council of Conservative Citizens and through the Sons of Confederate Veterans to some degree. And so I did have some experience with that. But I think the jewel in the crown for me, if I do get a crown in heaven, it's the fact that the planned demonstration by Al Sharpton turned out to be a complete fiasco. We rained on his parade, literally. And that was the first time in his career they'd ever canceled a march or actually completely failed in his mission to do something. And I have to say that it was so embarrassing that even the black leadership in Memphis turned on him, and he hasn't been back here since. So, you know, it shows that with effort, with faith, and with just a little courage, you can accomplish great things. Because, folks, listen, we don't have any clout here. We were individuals who stood up and said, this shall not pass. And we were determined to make an effort. And, of course, here we were, our little group in Confederate Park, surrounded by SWAT teams and sheriff's deputies.
I remember that. Yeah, they sent out the SWAT team.
Right. Guns, you know, and we're like, all of this for us? You know, I mean, it was really kind of astonishing. You know, we thought we'd be standing out there with some Confederate flags and whatnot. But the point is that no effort is wasted when you're fighting for the right thing. No effort is wasted. And that's what we've tried to do. Is keep our effort going, keep our wheels rolling, because we're rolling in the right direction.
Well, Bill, thanks so much to you, man. It can't be understated, the role you played in this. Now it continues as a regular co-host. But God bless you, buddy, and thanks so much for being with
God
us there in the
you,
early
James,
days.
James, and God bless our audience. Thank you all so much.
Bill Rowland, everybody.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well. Or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur. Or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky, but one long horn. One big eye, like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
All right, more Halloween music. I'll tell you, remember, at the end of the show tonight, final segment of the third hour, we're going to have a history of Halloween. It's a great cultural and religious holiday, believe it or not. you're going to hear about it. At the end of the show, we've been playing Halloween music all night, and we'll continue to do so on this, our anniversary special. 8 years in the talk radio business. The political cesspool has made it that long. Can you believe it? Despite all of the attacks, whew, relentless attacks, here we are, and happy to be moving forward. Now, a man you're hearing tonight from all of the cast and crew, the current hosting staff and crew, of the Political Cesspool radio program. Keith Alexander now rejoining us via telephone. He has left the studio, but we have to get Keith on record tonight as he shares his reflections and recollections with us. And Keith, I'm sure you'll recognize the great Sheb Woolley standard, Purple People Eater.
Yeah, Sheb Woolley was a TV and movie cowboy. He was one of those extras who you didn't know the name of, but you could identify his face in an instant. Like Jack Elam or Ben Johnson. He was in all of those things. And for some strange reason, I think that song came out of Nashville. He cut that record and had his one and only, I think that was the number one hit.
That was the number one in the late 50s. Number one hit, believe it or not.
Yep, I tell you, one hit wonder if there ever was one, Sheb Woolley. But I love that song. It's a witty song. You know, listen to the lyrics on it. It's it kind of uses that beatnik slang that was so, you know, popular back in the late 50s, but it was also, you know, well-crafted, well-written, and it's just a delight, like a lot of these songs are.
Well, we're having a good time tonight. We're celebrating Halloween. It's the Halloween weekend before Halloween. It's also, of course, our 8th year in talk radio. And Keith, to that end, I would ask you, certainly you are and have been now for 3 or 4 years, a major co-host of this show. You're on every week with me, at least for an hour or two, and have been now for quite some time. So your portfolio is quite extensive. When I ask you favorite guests and behind-the-scenes moments, what would you say?
I'd say Paul Gottfried, William Lind are right up there at the top, Paul Craig Roberts. Of course, one of my favorite interviews for somebody that wound up hating my guts was Alanna Mercer, because I think we just absolutely unmasked her as a fraud that she is. You know, I was suspicious, and I hate to say this, but, you know, I'm rarely disappointed when I inquire and find out that someone has a Jewish background. You know, Jewish power and influence, the fingerprints are all over every liberal movement that has plagued America over the past 60 or 70 years, and probably even before that. And, you know, it's something that you're not allowed to say. What was it that Sam said? That he who owns media controls the world. Well, who owns the media? It's Jewish power and influence. And, of course, that their biggest defense to everybody unmasking liberalism and finding out where it's coming from is to prohibit any discussion whatsoever of Jews or Jewishness or Jewish power and influence. In fact, it's kind of like the N-word. Only black people can use the N-word. Likewise, only Jewish people talking among themselves can use the J-word. If a Gentile uses the J-word, you're immediately met with an accusation of anti-Semitism. They try to stick a sock in your mouth, and if you can't stick a sock in your mouth, they'll try to stick a stock portfolio or dollar bills in your mouth to get you to shut up, you know, like they tried with you a while back. But going back to the show and talking about, you know, some of the favorite moments that we had that weren't really shows was, you know, I remember the snake episode that Art Frith described in ample detail. I also remember the wasp invasion. This was not white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, but the flying insect variety. That old studio was really a hoot. And then
I tell you what, before we move to our current digs, you know, another one, I remember being out there in the summer one year and the air conditioning was out. This was back when we were doing the show 5 days a week. People forget now. When we got syndicated nationally in 2008, we went to a once-a-week format on Saturday nights. Before that, we were on 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday. And I remember going out there Lord have mercy. I remember going out there one night in the summer and the air conditioning was out, and Winston Smith almost died. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. Winston almost died. I was down to my shorts with my t-shirt wrapped around my head like a turban, and we were just sweating. You know, we were there for 3 hours, and we were just, I mean, medically, we shouldn't have done it. And the air conditioning was out, and you know how stifling hot it gets in the summertime in Memphis, and we were there. There's been snakes, there's been wasps, there's been heat, there's been cold. We've experienced it all to bring you the show, folks.
Well, let me tell you, one of my favorite moments associated with the show was not a show, but remember when we went to the pyramid in the great debate?
Yep.
About General Forrest.
Yeah, I was on TV. I remember getting interviewed by the local NBC affiliate that night when I still granted local interviews. I do remember that.
And you knocked them dead, and we all did. I mean, we had that place packed and rocking. This was the pyramid in Memphis, and we had all of the local civil rights establishment down there, and they just could not believe that 90% of the crowd was opposed to them. I mean, it just absolutely blew them away. And quite frankly, shortly thereafter, their opposition seemed to evaporate like the dew in the morning sun. That was one of the great victories this show had, something we can point to show that, you know, we walked the walk as well as talked the talk and got involved in defending our heritage and culture successfully.
Well, that was back in the summer of 2005. We were talking with Bill Rowland in the previous segment about that. Later on, push came to shove at the site of the Confederate parks themselves, and we stopped the Al Sharpton march, and our people turned out in force as a result of the publicity that this radio show was giving in defense of our heritage. But before any of that happened, there was a public debate the Pyramid Arena, and we were there, and I was interviewed on television that night, and it was a big night, and a lot of our people turned out, and it was great. And you know, it was shortly thereafter that we got two certificates that adorn, as you've seen many times, Keith, the walls of our radio studio here. I was named an honorary Memphis City Councilman, and the show itself got a certificate of recognition for outstanding contribution to the community, quote unquote, from the Memphis City Council itself. All that happened back in those early years of 05-06. You were there then. Of course, you're here now. And behind the scenes, Keith, it only grows from there. I remember some great behind the scenes moments that you and I shared with Dr. Tom Sunich, for instance, when we took him of a tour of Memphis. Keith Alexander gives a mean tour of Memphis, and we've had quite a few people from around the country come to Memphis just to meet us, from Utah, from Alabama, and elsewhere. Next week, as a matter of fact, Saturday.
Denmark. We had somebody from Denmark. Do you remember that?
That's right, from Denmark. And next week we have a gentleman, a good friend of ours, a supporter of the show, flying in from Canada, and we're going to give him the Royal Cesspool Tour on Saturday and then bring him into the studio. Our fans from around the world come in from time to time, and we enjoy those behind-the-scenes moments with them, Keith, do we not?
Hey, look, we're a fraternity. Ladies are invited. You know, this is just we
like ladies even more.
And sister. Well, we have brothers and sisters throughout the world that make an instinctive, automatic connection with us, and we never want to disappoint. If you're ever in Memphis, be sure to give us a call, because we really, you know, it's not only not an imposition, it's a pleasure to meet with you, break bread with you, drive around the town, show you why Memphis is, the laboratory of social engineering in America. We're like the canary in the coal mine. If any pernicious leftist movement is going to affect you, it's probably getting a test run in Memphis as we speak.
Well, that's exactly right.
Am I wrong? Yeah.
Well, nevertheless, Keith, and again, all of that, above and beyond all that, your contributions on the show each week, my friend, I don't want to rub raw, the phrase can't be overstated, but certainly that's applicable here, and we're all the better for it. The insight, the intellectual prowess that you add to the show each and every week, it's just, it's the best in talk radio is what it is. And we're thankful to you for it, my brother, and on this anniversary, we salute you and all the people who make this show possible.
Well, you're too kind. I tell you, it's a joint effort. And, of course, we all know who the fearless leader is, James. And without you, none of it would be possible.
Well, I'm grinning from ear to ear like the Cheshire Cat here on this Halloween weekend, and I appreciate you for saying that. It's been my my honor. Keith, thanks for calling in tonight after your first hour duties. And folks, for the rest of you, the party continues during the third and final. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Coming your way right after these messages.
They call the rising sun.